Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marty Swedberg.
Welcome, welcome. This is Marty. I'm here today with Robin Dykstra, and we are going to be talking about three keys to ministry. We're going to cover why and how you need to think about the money part of ministry, how to grow your ministry without growing your pride, and also why and how you must think about the money part. Robin Dykstra is a captivating national Christian speaker and best-selling author. For decades, she has helped thousands of women on their journey to trust Christ and follow Jesus. We're going to have you learn more about her over at her website, robindykstra.com. Also, she is available to come speak to you at your event. So you want to check her out at womenspeakers.com, and you can meet her in person at The Well, which is going to be super fun. I'm so excited to have you here with us, Robin. Welcome, welcome.
It's always so great to be with you. You are the funnest person I know. And I know that's not a real word, so don't email me. Okay.
I had a friend who went elephanting, and I thought, that's a great word. I love that word, elephanting.
There you go.
You know, you just make them up as you go along.
You kind of do.
Yeah. We have way too much fun together, but it's all good. It's all good fun. And I think that when we have Jesus not being a fun person, we don't understand him, because he was a lot of fun.
He was. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to be called out, walk on water?
Yeah.
Come on. It's fun. Or, you know, raising the dead, wrecking funerals and saving weddings. That's Jesus.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to talk about growing ministries here for a couple minutes. You and I both have ministries that God really, I mean, it was like, we knew, supposed to do this. And I guess for me, that's kind of the key, is God calling you to it? Or is this just an idea that you had on your own?
Yeah, it's so true. A lot of times you and I both coach other speakers and as well as speaking at events. And I often hear, well, I just really feel like God is calling me. And I say, well, what is he calling you to do? Because there's a lot of different callings. You could teach a Bible study. You could meet with one woman, mentor her, and that would be discipleship at its finest.
Yes.
So if we can't figure out what God is calling us to do, how do we figure out what God is calling us to do? And the easiest way to do that is just ask him, you know, just pray and ask him. Yeah. What I find too is, after you find out for sure, God is calling me to speak, to tell his story through my story, through his teaching or through his word or whatever, it's scary. I mean, can we just be honest? The mindset about putting yourself out there, do I really want to be that vulnerable? And if you finally get to the point where you say, sure, yes, God, send me, then the voices in your head get really loud. You know, the enemy says, you're too old. It's too late. You don't know anything. You don't know anybody. That was my experience. I spent my whole adult life raising kids and launching husbands and teaching young mamas how to be a wife and be a mom. And suddenly my house got real quiet around, I don't know, I think it was a speed limit birthday, you know, maybe 55. And all of a sudden there weren't any kids in my house to manage, and my husband was doing really well and Bible study was going well, but I just felt like, now what do I do with these pieces of my life? I was kind of whiny about it, to be honest. Like, everybody else gets their turn, I want a turn. And the Lord said, what do you want to do? You know, like he does. In Mark 10 and in Matthew something, I wrote it down, 20. You know, he says, what do you want? And I, you know, very timidly said, well, I want to be a speaker. And he said, well, okay, you can do that.
Here we go.
And I, now what? Now I've got permission. But how do you get started? And I really had to do some self-awareness work with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and with a mentor like you who could kind of kickstart that launch, what does it look like? Who do I want to talk to? Do I want to talk to teenagers? Do I want to talk to married couples? Do I want to talk to widows? Do I want to talk to, who do you want to talk to? You can't say yes to everything. And that's another thing about your ministry, growing your ministry. What do you want to be known for? What do you really feel? Who do you feel called to speak to? I don't know. How did you find your peeps? How did you find your sweet spot?
Yeah. So for me, it very much evolved, but it was one clear piece at a time. Although I think the timing thing is always hard, right? We want it to go faster than it does, or it's maybe now going so fast you can hardly breathe. So there's that timing piece. But for me, definitely, I was just in my kitchen and God gave me three words or little phrases that are my mission statement. I exist to encourage women, provide them with practical help, and turn their thoughts toward Jesus.
Yeah.
And when he gave it to me, I didn't even know what it was. I just quick wrote it down on a recipe card and stuck it on the inside of a kitchen cupboard until later I understood what a mission statement was. And I was like, oh, well, look at that. How about
that? There you go.
You know, and then the first book came, you know, almost all of my books come from people saying to me, how do you do that? How do you do that? And if I can't find a great book that already explains what I'm doing, then I've written one. And so 13 books later, you know, I'm still just kind of answering the call that God has on my life. And I think that that's kind of the first key to the ministry growth is you have to actually know what God is calling you to do. And you don't have to know every detail. And in fact, I would say that it never turns out the way you think, as far as it never is going to look exactly like what I expected it to look like. But all I need to know is the next step. And in order to know the next step, I need to kind of know a direction, just a direction to go. Right.
Right.
So for your ministry to go, you actually have to start moving. I think that's the first thing.
Exactly. One thing that might help girls who are just not really sure about what women who really feel called to the ministry, but don't really know, is I ask some of my coaching clients to picture if you could have 1 hour a week with someone, what would you spend that time talking about? And what would they know at the end of a year? And that's usually a really good, I mean, they can picture, I'd want to spend time with these two or three girls. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this time, what I would want them to know is, and that's a great way to figure out what your niche or your sweet spot in ministry would be.
It's kind of going back to your avatar again. Who is it? How is it? Like, if you're going to be a speaker, are you going to be a writer? Or are you going to open a pregnancy center, or, you know, whatever, whatever your ministry idea is that God's putting in your heart. The first thing is to know what it is. And then we want to move on to the money part, because this can totally overwhelm, I remember the day, this is a long time ago now, that God put in my heart, if you would pray for souls as much as you pray for money, Marnie, your ministry would be radically different. But you know, the money was such a, you know, it was always a thing.
Yeah.
But he's so faithful.
He is. We get so wrapped up in how am I going to make this? When really, if we trust God, and not be foolish. I mean, I'm not going to jump off a cliff. He could save me. It's not likely, but how can I say yes to speaking opportunities, even if they don't pay all that well, knowing that I'm going to get blessed in some other way? True story. Just last week, I drove, Dave and I'm in full-time ministry with my hubs. We drove down to Florida from Michigan, and we had been invited to speak at a Christian conference grounds. And it was for, I think, like $200. Now, it's a long way from Grand Rapids, Michigan to the middle of Florida. And when we had some other speaking events on the way. So it was a piggyback thing. But we actually ended up staying an extra couple of days to speak at this event. Long story short, when I got there, she said, I'm sorry about the miscommunication. We don't pay travel expenses unless you fly. So that meant I paid the hotels, the meals, the mileage, all of it to get a $200 speaking honorarium. But the mindset could have been, and this is how you tell yourself the story. This is how you rewrite the story. This is how you reframe things. I could have said, oh my gosh, I didn't get paid what I'm worth. But what I chose to do was say, I got to speak to 400 beautiful women, two of whom said yes to Jesus for the first time.
Right. Calculate the value, right?
Right. Yeah. Dozens more made another step towards him. You know, they quit doing the shopping, or they made some kind of forward progress in their spiritual walk. And when I got home, there was a check in the mail, just a random donor who had been reading my devotionals online every week for I don't know how long, and said, I just really wanted to bless you. And it was way more, that check was way more than I could have negotiated for mileage and travel and so forth. And I'm not saying God always pays you back. The blessing is his presence. The blessing is being able to see two women spend eternity in heaven instead.
And
partnering him with him in the work that we do. I mean, he could have saved those two chicks without me being there, but he invited me in to the work that he was doing. And I'm telling you, nothing better than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I say yes to Jesus every single time. That doesn't mean you say yes to everything at all. You don't, you can't.
Right. Exactly.
So get real clear about how you know when God's calling you to a different point. And you know what? This time has gone so fast. We just have like four more minutes.
Okay.
But this is an important piece to growing the ministry, is the humility piece.
It is. It really is. And you can't, you got to take the performance out of the ministry. When the only time stage fright is real, I get it. You know, you're burdened with a big responsibility. You're going to represent Jesus Christ when you get up on a stage. But if you think all I have to do is listen to what he puts in my head and then spit it out of my mouth, the pressure is off. I'm not supposed to save anybody. I'm not supposed to change anybody. I'm just supposed to deliver the message that he gave me so that he can do the work. Yeah. Take the performance off of yourself and just spit out the words that he gave you for those women.
Yes.
And it will go so much better. That's not to say you don't train, right?
Right?
That's not
to say you don't train.
We're, you got to go to conferences. That. You got to buy the books. You got to hire the coaches. I mean, it is. You got to get good at this in order to be effective. But that's a whole different thing, I guess.
But it's important to say that, and to not just say, we're not just saying, put your head in the sand and see what God's going to do. We're not saying that at all. But we are saying, if you're performing for the audience, that's not what he's calling you to do. If you're actually performing for an audience of one, and you're just looking for only one thing, not how did I do, but did I let you flow through? If that's your main and only focus, you'll be just fine.
Exactly.
Even if they don't love you, you'll be just fine.
Yeah. You know, a really good indicator, I know we're short on time. One good indicator is when people come up and they go, oh, you're so good. I will always say, what was so good about it? What happened with you that made you want to come and tell me that? Because it's obviously not, I mean, we're not looking for compliments and praise. Right. We're looking for transformation.
It's always about the heart.
It is. So even when people say, oh, you're so good, say, what was so good about that for you? What happened with you today?
Right. Just continually focusing our hearts and our thoughts and the attention back on Jesus Christ and letting him just use us however he chooses.
Whoop, whoop.
Grow your ministry. We just encourage you to get really clear with God what he's calling you to do. Mm-hmm. Let him take care of the money, and then be bold and say what he tells you to say. Do what he tells you to do. Robin, so fun. So you guys want to check out Robin's website, robindykstra.com. She's also available to speak at your upcoming events, and she's a riot. So you want to have her over womenspeakers.com. You can learn more about that. And come meet us at the Well Conference. See you at thewell.net coming right up here. Robin, thanks, my darling.
My pleasure, always.
And thanks, you guys, for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.